Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on jihad. An Abi Bakr ibn Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu qala sami'tu Abi wa huwa bi hadratil adu yaqul qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inna abwab al-jannati tahta dhilal as-suyuf. Hazrat Abu Bakr, the son of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, he says that I heard my father being Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu mentioning this incident with his father. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu is explaining that وَهُوَ بِحَضْرَةِ الْعَدُوْ, that he was in the face of the enemy. يَقُول, and whilst he was in the face of the enemy, Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, whilst he was in the face of the enemy, he mentioned this hadith to the Sahaba and the companions that were there, those people, those tabi'een, those whoever was there at that time. He mentioned this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to them. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inna abwab al-jannati tahta dhilal as-suyuf. That verily the doors of Jannat are beneath the shade of the swords. Verily the doors of Jannat are beneath the shade of the swords. Faqama rajulun rathu al-hay'ah. Now when Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu had mentioned this hadith, one person had woke up who had very tattered clothes. A very poor outward condition this person had. He stood up. فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا مُوسَىٰ أَأَنْتَ سَمِعْتَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَقُولُ هَذَا. Oh Abu Musa, did you really hear Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying these words? In other words, did you hear these words? That verily Jannat, the doors of Jannat lie beneath the shade of the swords. قَالَ نَعَمْ. Here we say shade, it actually means the shadow of the swords. Beneath the shadow of the sword, because the sword don't have any shade, it has a shadow. So beneath the shadow of the sword, so Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu said, قَالَ نَعَمْ. He said, yes, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this. فَرَجَعَ إِلَىٰ أَصْحَابِهِ. So now this person with the tattered clothes, when he heard that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said these words, these are not anybody's words, these are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ. He went back to his people, he went back to his companions that he was with. فَقَالَ أَقْرَهُ عَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ. He said, I'm giving you people salam. ثُمَّ كَسَرَ جَفْنَ سَيْفِهِ فَأَلْقَاهُ. The next thing he did was he broke the sheet of his sword. The cover of the sword, of his sword, he broke it. Now this is a sign that I'm not going to put my sword back. I'm going to fight right till the end. So he broke the cover of his sword. ثُمَّ مَشَى بِسَيْفِهِ لَلْعَدُوِي فَضَرَبَ بِهِ حَتَّى قُتِلَ. Then he went into the middle, in the midst of the enemy, and he began fighting until he was killed. And this is what you call yaqeen in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right there at the face of the enemy, he heard that these were the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is enough for me. One is to hear the thing back at home, one is to hear it in comfort, one is to be at the face of the enemy, to hear the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to have so much of faith, so much of yaqeen in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that very critical moment, that was enough for him to hear that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said these words. They can never ever be false. He went and he gave his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the yaqeen that we should be having. That these are the words that have come out of the words of the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They can never ever be false. So if these words cannot be false, then how can we hold back? This was the thinking of the sahabi. This actually wasn't a sahabi, it was a tabi. This was his thinking. That how can I hold back when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said such a thing? Ulama explained what is meant by the doors of Jannat beneath the shadow of the sword. Is that one explanation they give is that when a person is struck by the sword while fighting the enemy, the next thing is basically entering Jannah. The next explanation ulama give is that when a person is fighting so close as though he's under the shadow of the sword, one is his sword and one is the enemy's sword, when this person happens to pass away, then this person is actually entering Jannah. He's right there at the doors of Jannah. This person is right there at the doors of Jannah by him being under the shadow of the sword. And Abdul Rahman ibn Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates. So this hadith is narrated by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abdul Rahman ibn Jabir. So an Abdul Rahman ibn Jabir radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam مغبرد قدما عبد في سبيل الله فتمسه النار رواه البخاري. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Jabir radiyallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jahannam will not touch a servant whose feet have become dusty in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jahannam will not touch a servant whose feet has become dusty in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To one more hadith and we'll give an explanation. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yalijun nara rajulun baka min khashyatillahi hatta ya'udal laban fi dhir'. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that a person who cries out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not enter Jahannam until the milk returns into the udders. Once milk has come out of the udders, there's no way that milk can go back. It's impossible for that milk now to go back. So this explanation or this example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that a person who cries out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not enter Jahannam. Like how it is impossible for that milk to enter the udders after it come out, it's impossible for this person who had cried out of the fear, out of the khashyat and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's impossible like that for this person to go into Jahannam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا يَجْتَمِعُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدٍ غُبَارٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَدُخَانُ جَهَنَّمْ رَوَاهُ التِّرْمِيذِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dust in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the smoke of the fire of Jahannam can never combine for the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dust from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the smoke of Jahannam, these two things can never combine. In other words, this person won't be put in Jahannam. If he can't even combine the dust that had settled on his body, can't even combine with the smoke, where is it such that this person's body will combine with the fire itself? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save this person from the fire of Jahannam. Such a great reward for going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before we explain, there are many ways also for a person to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi had brought walking to the masjid. In one chapter of his, he describes walking to the masjid as proceeding in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fi sabilillah, for fi sabilillah, this person is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is proceeding for Jumu'ah salah. So this shows that there are many, many ways for a person to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should look and be excited and be happy. There was one brother recently from a foreign country, he was in our country, and he was out in Jamaat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whilst the Jamaat was going, it was a gravel road that they were going on. So he told the satis that don't keep the windows closed. Normally when you drive in a gravel road, you like to keep the windows closed. So he requested that let the window be open, so at least we can get some dust from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our bodies. So because of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the smoke of Jahannam doesn't even mix with the dust. So anyway, this is what they did, they opened it. And after a short while, the car veered off. This person flew. He flew out of the car, and his body rolled in the dust for a while, and this person had passed away like that. Ulama explained that he got his tamanna and he got his desire, that the dust of the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must touch his body, and in such a condition he had passed away. So this shows that this is something that is to bring yaqeen, is to bring reality. When a person believes in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then every hadith he hears, he wants to practice upon it immediately. Like that person who had heard the hadith of the Jannah, the doors of Jannah being beneath the shadow of the sword, immediately he didn't wait, he didn't think, he didn't say, now let me make any further mashura, let me think about it. It propelled him and it made him go and act upon the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, mashura is very, very, very important. But when it comes to the words, there should be no doubt at all. When we hear the words and the advantages of reading, for example, Tahajjud Salah, reading Nafil Salah, being kind, being charitable, we shouldn't hold back. We should say we want it to be part of our life also. May Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.